10, 11, and 12, beginning of verse number 10, together. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man make than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. So this is the judgment seat of Christ for all genuine Christians, and wonder, we're in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, 11, and 12. Anyway, you get a chance for me to close that front door directly. So in verse number...
I'm not going to have a chance. I have to do it on purpose.
What is that?
I'm not going to. I wasn't planning to
go by. Okay, we'll just do it on purpose. In verse number 10, who is he talking about here? Well, grace of God given unto me. Who's the me? Yes, the 10?
Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul, he's the one. Now he says, he's a, what does he call himself here?
A wise master builder.
Wise master builder. So he's not only a master builder, but he's wise. Are all builders necessarily wise? No, some are not wise, some are otherwise. But he's a, now a builder, what are the requirements of a builder?
Aren't there different levels of in carpentry and
yes.
And electrical work? There's like a journeyman and there's a and so he's saying he's a master.
Right.
So
he knows how to build, at least spiritually build.
Right.
And the judgment's in Christ. And so as a master builder, what has he done to start his building?
He laid the foundation.
He's laid a foundation. And of course, we all buildings have to have a foundation. Even if they're only on one level, still they have to have a foundation to build up the sides and walls and various things. And so, in this case, after you lay a foundation, what's the next step in any building? In that verse number 10, lay the foundation at that.
Well, you have to build on the foundation, but he's not building on the foundation.
That's right. Who does?
It says
some other person builds.
It could be Apollos, maybe.
Could be.
Because Apollos was mentioned
in verse 5, another builder. So, and also it could refer to every individual Christian, born again Christian. And that's what I think what it refers to. Also, buildeth thereon. What's the thereon refer to?
On the foundation.
On the foundation. It has to be on the foundation. And that's very important that it's on the foundation. And then it says, what is the caution in verse number 10? What's the caution?
Everyone needs to take heed.
Everyone needs to take heed how he builds. Now, if Christians are built on the foundation, the genuine Christians are saved, trusting the Lord Jesus as their Savior, they've got to be careful how they're building on that Savior, what they're doing, what type of works they're doing. And there should be, what kind of works should there be? What should be the foundation of the
foundation should be the Lord Jesus
Christ. And what should be the basis and standard of the works?
And it should be based on what the Bible commands us.
Based on what the Bible commands us. It should be a very biblical building on that foundation. Then in verse 11, that does identify the foundation. And what is the foundation that's identified here?
Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ. Other foundation no man lay. And that is later. Then we've got to call her, I suppose, and see what they have to say about that. All right. Yes, hi, Rob. What you got? From Chicago.
Architect.
That's right.
Really?
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's very good.
Good
right.
And I have
Sophos is wise. Architect on
this building. First of all, the verse would be Isaiah 3:3. The captain of 50 and the hire of men and the counselor and the cunning artificer.
Oh, yes. Cunning artificer.
Or either cunning artificer, that would be like a wise master builder, too.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, thanks very much, Robin. Keep calling us as we proceed. Let's wave to Rob in Chicago. Rob in Chicago, there we are. Okay. So, foundation. Now, do other people have other foundations other than this foundation? Other religions have other foundations?
First ten.
3:10 For the third time.
I'm sorry.
So, what are the foundations that other religions are based upon? Give some examples of other foundations other than Christ.
What's the question?
What are the foundations that other religions build on?
Oh, other religions.
Yes.
I don't know.
Works of men.
Sometimes they build on the works of men.
Works of organizations.
Organizations, philosophers. What are some of the names of people that they worship?
Muhammad.
Mary.
Mary. Muhammad. Allah.
Jorge de Galeria.
Pardon me?
Jorge de Galeria.
Jorge Aguilera?
Godly. Is it Godly or Begley?
A.K.A. Pope Francis.
Pope Francis. Oh,
Jorge.
Jorge. Oh. I don't know what's the name of Jorge.
I know that one.
Some worship
that Begley. His name is called Severina.
Yeah. And the Mormons.
Thank God, Astaroth and Baal and all these
yes, things. Yes, the gods and goddesses, all the constellations they worship.
We were just watching something before we came, and it was a documentary, and they were talking about how all the religions of the world have a mother and child sort of image, mixed up, you know, biblical Christianity.
Yes.
And they worship the mother.
Yes, it is. And of course, the Mormons use the Book of Mormon, and the Christian Scientists use the Science and Health Key of the Scriptures. They have their books, but they're not the Bible books. And so, but other foundations can know manly. Not any other one. The Scriptures are very clear. What does John 14:6 say? Yeah, I'll be back with you. What does John 14:6 say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. Is that a dogmatic statement?
Yes.
It certainly is. And this is the foundation, and also the other foundation, no man laid. That was the only foundation we should build. Yeah, Tammy, that's on you.
Well, we can't depend on ourselves either,
right.
Which a lot of people in today's culture, and even it's easy sometimes to Christians to think that they can depend upon themselves rather than on Jesus Christ, right? To depend on Him.
Right.
And everything.
Absolutely. So, He's the only one, and we should build on Him. And how do we know, how can we build on Him? What is the genuine Christian's method of building on the foundation? How do we know how to build? How do Christians know how to build properly?
What the Scriptures say.
What the Scripture says. We've got to know our Bible and build upon the Scriptures along that line. Questions at vftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Give us a call or questions. I'm glad to hear from you. And so the biblical, the basis is the Bible. Now, in verse number 12, there's a caution. Now, it says, any man. Now, in the King James Bible, oftentimes, what does that refer to? Yes.
Person, any person,
utis. Any person, just like when you have brethren, it includes women and men, it's a term that's used. And any man means anyone, any person, yes, 10.
Did you say that word was utis?
Well, test, just plain test, G-I-S-S, yes, yes.
So
it's
anthropos, what's the difference?
No, well, now, anthropos can be either a man or, in general, a person, anthropos. But aner is male. That's got to be masculine. Sometimes anthropos means man, sometimes it means human, male and female. See, so every time anthropos is used, could be either man or woman. But whenever on air, it's definitely only the male. That's a different word, see.
Now you said this one was
this is just, see, anyone, any person, anyone, like anyone, sort of a general situation. And that's, a lot of times we've got to understand that it doesn't, in other words, it doesn't cut out women. Any man, well, the women are free, no. Any person, anyone, see. I build on this foundation. Now, when builders start with a foundation, and they start building, Do they usually build on the same foundation that they started with? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you build on some other foundation, that'd be silly. So we've got to build on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the materials, six materials are listed. What are they and how do they differ? Pastor Dan?
Well, some are destructible.
What?
Wood, hay, and stubble.
Mm-hmm.
That could be burned up.
Mm-hmm.
A gold, silver, precious stone, that's not consumable.
All right. So, gold, silver, and precious stones are not consumable, not burned up, but wood, hay, and stubble are burned up. So, this is going to be an important way. Now, also, what about the size of these elements?
We have the idea of the works of the flesh, the works of the spirit. You know, $100 worth of 2x4s
mm-hmm.
makes it more space than $100 worth of gold, $100 silver,
mm-hmm.
and all those, you know, precious stones.
Yes.
As far as the volume is concerned.
Right. And so the trees and the wood and the hay, that's a lot. It's fairly sizable, isn't it? Haystack and everything. But the little ones, gold, silver, precious stones, they're small. But which is more valuable?
Gold, silver, precious
stones. The first three. Gold, silver, precious stones, not hay, wood, and stubble. But it's the way he's saying here, I think it's possible for genuine Christians to have various types of building materials on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not talking about unsaved, is it? Not talking about unsaved. These are Christian, any person who is laid on this foundation in verse 11.
What was that?
Pardon me?
What does it
mean? Oh. You have yours
on? Sound like a dog.
No. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm a dog here. Yeah.
So, now notice, it's every man's, again, every person's work will be made manifest. What does manifest mean? That's dead.
No, go ahead.
It's going to appear.
It'll be appearing. And we call that appearance what?
Where's Revelation.
Right, that's for Revelation. And where is that going to be appearing? Where is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? What do we call
it? At the judgment of Christ.
At the seat of Christ, that's right. So we call this judgment of Christian believers, genuine Christians. And every man's work shall be manifest. What's the day referred to? What day is it going to be? It says the day shall declare. What day would that be? The 10th?
Judgment day.
The judgment day for the Christian believers. And everybody's going to have to face who's going to be the judge, by the way?
Lord
Jesus Christ. And it says God has committed all judgment to the Son. All judgment to the Son. So he will be judge. Questions at vftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Just say hello. I'd like to hear from you. So the day shall declare it. And then, what is the next statement, and how do we understand it to be at that day? The judgment seat of Christ. It'll be similar to what? Similar to what?
Are we on verse 13?
Verse 13.
What's your question?
What will it be similar to this day? What's going to happen at that day?
It's going to be fire.
It's going to be fire. This probably spurs Father, but the point that understands it's similar to fire, real burning fire, to use the illustration of the building materials of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Those are figures of speech of what people build on. Some are big but worthless, some are small but valuable. Get that?
So you don't think that's fire is literal, you think it's a.
Well, I think it's an illustration.
The presence of the Lord, perhaps?
Well, it could be. But you might even say it's like a fire. See, in other words, it's like a fire. I don't believe the judgment of Christ is going to be a literal fire that could. Because, see, the works are not literal physical, they're figure of speech. Gold, silver, precious stone. So I think that since the works are figure of speech, the gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, I think the fire also is a figure of speech to go with this other.
Works are figure of speech.
Pardon me?
What do you mean the works are, well, they're not really gold
and
silver or
yes.
stones.
So they're not literal gold, they're figures of speech. In there. So in the illustration, this fire will be just like a fire coming out of these types of works. Now, so
you don't.
Did what?
You don't put hay in stubble and stubble in precious stone. They're not put hay in stubble. They're not.
Well, no, they're not. They're sort of figures of speech to build upon this foundation. Because you look at a building foundation, you can't put gold, silver on it.
It's not talking about a building.
No, but it's talking about a literal building, but it's a building foundation of like a building. See, all this is a figure of speech of a foundation, of a building, and Hayward and Stubble. See, you can't build on a foundation. Hayward and Stubble, can you? Maybe it will wood. But you can't build gold, silver, and precious stones. It wouldn't last. You couldn't build a building on that. So this is a figure of speech.
Why would it be a building?
Because it says then men build.
We're talking about the foundation and master builder.
Yeah, master builder.
The picture is of the analogy, I guess.
It's an analogy. Yes, it's an analogy.
Paul is the builder.
Uh-huh.
You build a life. A person builds their life. It's not a building. That's not a building.
No, I know, but it's a figure of speech, building like somebody would build a building.
So
literally,
we're looking at the foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation, where the building materials are figures of speech. So
that's right.
Shrine by fire is a figure of speech. I think that's what we're trying to say.
I think that's what we're trying to say. Understand, honey?
Well,
huh?
Lord Jesus Christ is literally a building foundation, and
that's
as
right.
such, the church is pictured as. The church means the people are pictured as a building.
Right, for yes, a building.
And so Christ is the foundation.
Foundation. There's a picture, the figure, speech like that. So, and every man's work shall be manifest or declared. Now, some people believe that at the judgment seat of Christ, some of the things that believers, Christians, and Christians have done in the past will be brought up and made manifest. What manifest means is every man's work. Brought it right out. So he manifested. So I could say, oh, I didn't know that. You know, of course, we'll have resurrected bodies at that time, genuine Christians, right? Like unto Christ. And maybe we'll understand, but some of the things that we wish would be quiet, maybe will be manifest. I said this one time when I was teaching a class at Bethel Baptist Church, no longer Bethel, no longer church. It's no longer Baptist, no longer.
Bethel Worship
Center, yes. It's still Bethel, but it's not Baptist, it's not church. How's your name?
Good afternoon from Maine, sending our warmest greetings to you, the Dorabiat Church family. Thank you very much for tonight's Bible study. God bless and his love, Carl and Vicki.
Well, that's right. It's way to Carl and Vicki Amber over there in Maine. Thank you very much. We're having a little bit of camera trouble because our machines didn't work out as well as we wanted them to, the cameras. Pastor Dan did an excellent job of working on it and getting it almost ready and a little bit late. All right, so every man's work shall be manifest. I was teaching a class there, let's say, in a big auditorium at that church, and one of the people in the church in the class said, well, I thought the sins were forgiven and therefore they're past. Well, that may be true. I don't know. But it also may be true that if that's something. In that way, though they may use First John 1:9 and have it forgiven, maybe it's still going to be manifest. I don't know. Just let the Lord see it.
There's something about all this law that we're doing, the works that she was doing, nothing. What are we doing this for? Something like that.
She has some remark.
The works of the flesh, the works of the spirit. Is she walking
after
the flesh?
She was upset.
What is her motivation for doing what she's doing?
I don't know. See, I guess she feels that she's already confessed these sins in 1 John 1:9, then they confessed, then they shouldn't be brought up with the judgment seat of Christ and made manifest. I was just trying to give you a literal what does manifest mean. It means appearing and showed to everyone there.
I thought she meant I'm doing all this, she's doing good works. I'm doing all this for nothing. Something like that,
but she wondered.
She got very upset, whatever it was.
Oh, I know. But this is the verse we use. But there will be manifest. In one way or another, we'll let them to the Lord. Those who have an answer to that, give us a call at 856-261-9018. Tell us what you think about this, or questions at bftbc.org. Glad to hear from you. So the days of It shall be revealed by fire. As I say, these are all spiritual figures of speech. And what will the fire do at the judgment seat of Christ in verse 13? Let's try me. Test that. Test. The test. What will the fire test?
Well, going back to what we were talking about a minute ago, is it possible that if the Christian confesses the sin, then it will not be brought, but if there's other things that aren't confessed,
those
would be what would be revealed.
Well, it could be.
I don't know.
Could be, one way or the other. That was her place.
This is theory.
No, yeah. See, I mean, the idea behind confess sin and so forth, that's going to be revealed. I mean, her past sin has been forgiven. It's forgiven. But as far as if it's something that's not confessed, so in other words, if she's walking in a way that she should not walk, or anyone, not necessarily this particular woman, but yeah. Anybody.
So in other words, the idea was if we really know what confess means, agree with God that we've sinned, why is it being brought up again?
Yeah, I don't think that the one-hand stubble is an inference of sin. It's just the manage of the work of worthless work.
Worthless work, that's right. So...
Well, like you said, one-hand stubble is very large. And so it's something that's very visible.
Yeah.
People see it. And then you can have gold, silver, and precious stones in your pocket, and no one would even know.
Nobody would even know, that's right. So, be that as it may, what this word manifests, be made clear, in every man's work, shall be made clear or manifest or right out of the open, the day should occur, and then tested or tried by fire. Again, a figure of speech to show the picture. What, Yvonne?
What
does
it mean for the day shall declare it?
Well, the day, the judgment day, the judgment seat of Christ, probably shall declare it. And not the word declare, I mean, it will tell about it, right? So, manifest and declare what it is. That's a little hard to take, but
it's their work.
But the works.
It's their work.
Whatever works they might be. What
not necessarily, like, that's your answer, not necessarily sins, but their works.
Yes, it could be. What were the works? Now, the works that they built on will be manifest. Whether it's hay, wind, stubble, gold, silver, precious stone, little or large, worthy or worthless. The day to be tried, revealed. Now, in what way will this be revealed by fire, this figure of speech? What way will this be revealed by fire? How do we understand it as a figure of speech, Mom?
Can things last through fire?
Well, wood and stubble can't last through fire. Yeah.
So that would be revealed, but it wasn't anything.
But gold, silver, precious stone is supposed to purify
them.
After that.
So if you reveal, I mean, you may not be able to tell, looking at somebody, some individual, how much wood they have in them, how much gold, silver, precious stones they have in them. And it's in the figure, if you have a figure to fill it.
Yeah.
I mean, not knowing what the actual superstructure is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know until there's some problem. In this case, there's judgment coming. There's the judgment of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
People are there. Persons are there to be judged.
So, the type of works or deeds that the genuine Christians have been doing in their life, two things are true. They'll be manifest. People can know what they are, and also they'll be revealed. And they've revealed how? Because they reveal how. What's the method of revelation?
By fire.
By fire. In other words, this figure of speech of building and foundation, the Lord Jesus is true, he's real, but I mean, in the illustrations, pretend like a foundation, Christ is a foundation, revealed by fire. Now, what do you say the fire is going to do in verse number 13? What's the fire going to do in this figure of speech? Just that?
It's going to try every man's work.
And try means what?
Test.
Test every man's work. How? On what basis? What's the next couple words after test or try every man's work? What's the next words that follow that?
Fire.
What's that?
It's to see whether it's gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble.
Yes.
Of what sort? So if it's maybe this category of gold,
category
of silver.
No. If it's what sort, what's the difference between what sort it is rather than how big it is? How much it is? What's the difference?
What kind of
what kind is the sort? So God is concerned with the sort. Now, the people may have very little gold, silver, precious stone, but if that's what they have in building upon the foundation, what will fire do to gold, silver, and precious stones? Purify. It purifies these elements very much so. What will it do, the fire do with?
Doesn't melt.
Well, it may melt if it's high test fire, but basically it's going to be purified. That's that. I'm not an expert on this.
It changes form. So
change
gold does, if you heat it up to a high enough temperature,
yeah,
it'll change form,
mm-hmm,
and then you could, it's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that now the wood, hay, stubble, that changes form because that turns to ashes.
Ashes, that's right.
But the gold, silver, precious stones, and that's heated. It just changes its shape.
Yes, Tim?
Well, there's a verse in Proverbs, I think, talks about silver and the idea of being melted. And it's.
Sure.
No, that's.
No.
But it's something about the dross being removed and it's, mm-hmm, for the refiner.
Yeah.
For the finer, something.
The refiner, yeah.
Now,
Bill, help us out.
Well, I think what this is referring to, wood, hay, and stubble works are works that are ego-centered on the part of the person that's doing it, mm-hmm, or something that is not, that doesn't reach out enough to bring other people in, mm-hmm, to the faith. Now, evangelizing, bringing someone to Christ, that's gold, silver, precious stone.
Mm-hmm.
Works like that. Those are things that we can do. So we also need to, instead of thinking just symbolically, the practical side of it is, mm-hmm, also important.
All right.
Proverbs 25:4, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer.
Yes. So that's where it was finer, the dross from the silver, so. There is a way when it's heated,
the dross comes up to the top.
That's right. See, that's, even though it may change the form, as Bethlehem said, it will be refined and made purer than ever. Mm-hmm. The fire tests every man's work of what sort, what kind it is. Any other comments on verse 13? Questions at bfdbc.org or give us a call, if you will, at 856-261-9018. Glad for the facts of the email that came in, also for the calls, and we're glad to hear from you. If it's a common question or to say hello. Then we said 12, 13, and then verse 14. What again? It's the man's again. Man's. Just three different ways. What does man mean here?
Person.
Only men, not women?
Person.
Any person, that's right. If any person's work abide, what does abide mean? That's then?
Remain,
stay, and remain, which he hath built thereupon. What's the thereupon? Yes, the tenor?
Upon the foundation of Christ.
On the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ. What will happen if his work abides the fire? What's going to happen in verse 14?
Tenor? He's
going to
receive a reward.
And we don't know what kind of reward it is, but Lord Jesus will honor that person. Other individual, male or female, doesn't make a difference, and give a reward to them. Alright, let's go ahead and read verse number 15, 16, and 17 together. If any man's word shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, answered by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. By verse 15, what is true? If any, here again, this word man's, one, two, three, four verses. If any person is twerk, what? What's your situation, verse 15?
Shall be burned.
If it's going to be burned. Now, which of the kind of works is it referring to here would be burned?
Wood hay.
So, in other words, consumed and burned up just like a fire would burn something. If you see the flames, you see the flame, you see the fire, see the heat, just like this is Frigor speak to that, you'll see all that. But you can't change just at a little fire on gold, silver, precious stones. If it's not really a strong fire, but just a regular fire, you can't see any flames, you can't see any heat, you can't see, but you can with these others. If any man's work shall abide, shall be burned, rather, what is true of a Christian person's work that will not abide? Be burned. What's going to happen?
Suffer loss.
Suffer loss. There's some get lost. Now, what kind of loss do you think that Christian might suffer? What type of thing would that be? Yes, Tim?
They're
going to
lose any rewards.
Lose any reward, that's right.
Or at least a reward.
That's right, we wouldn't receive reward because that certainly should be a loss. Now, some Christians, if they're walking for the flesh and the world and the devil, and the works are being burned up, do they think necessarily these kind of people that rewards or anything? They probably don't. Who cares? They just live to please themselves or friends. But God says he shall suffer a loss. But what is true of himself? Well, that, a lot of people use this to say that people that sin will go to hell and be burned forever. Is that figure of speech here?
No.
What does it mean? What does it say about the burning?
Works
are being burned. That's right. But what about he himself?
He shall be saved.
That's right.
Fire.
That's right. And he, referring again to this person, he, I mean, it's he, but it's a man or woman, shall be saved. In what sense will they be saved? What sense? That's that?
Delivered.
Delivered and preserved. Yet so, what? As by fire. As if it were a fire. See, this is a figure she adds to the light. It's a simile. As by fire. So this is the picture of the judgment seat of Christ. And I think it's important that we, the Christians, understand that. And we try to live for the Lord, and he's going to take care of whatever he needs to take care of at that judgment seat. He'll be the judge. And what are his qualifications to be a judge? What are his qualifications?
What verse are you on?
Verse number 12 to 14, 15. 12 to 15. What are the qualifications of the Lord Jesus Christ as the judge? Is he a good judge, a bad judge? What is his qualification? What does he bring with him at that judgment seat of Christ? What qualifications as a judge?
He's got perfect knowledge.
Yes, perfect knowledge. Omniscient.
Perfect mediator.
Perfect mediator.
He's compassionate.
Compassionate.
And
he's wise. That's right. And he knows everything about it. He knows the heart. He knows the thoughts. He knows, before we think the thoughts, he knows what's in the mind. So he's very well qualified, far greater than any human judge could ever be. What do the human judges lack that the Lord Jesus doesn't lack? What are some of the things? Omniscience. They don't know everything. They don't know all the facts. They've been given the facts by one side, the other side of facts by another side. He just has to make up his mind. He's right. But, Lord.
Even if he did know everything, he would still be unjust.
Yes.
He would be influenced by this person that he
yes.
described, or
yes.
that person that, you know, for whatever reason,
right.
you know, they would, rather than giving perfect justice.
Yes. Abraham, when telling Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham was made a statement,
not
the judge of all the earth, do right.
Right, yeah.
See, he does it. His judgment is perfect. And so he's wonderful. And the thing about it is, do sinners really love perfect judges in this world? Because if they're sinners, the perfect judge, they'd hang them up. You know, like we have these four people running for president, for example, 30,000 different emails, different things, problems, all kinds of problems. A perfect judge would throw the book at these people. And so people that are being tried, they don't want perfect judges because they want one that's sort of a little bit side swipe thing, side slips away. And Bill?
Sinners like the darkness. They don't want to be spotted. They don't want to be seen for what they do or what they think. And that seems to inspire them to resist the Lord. But I think when we accept the Lord, we know that He understands everything that's in our heart. So why hide?
That's right. So the burning of the works, loss of rewards, that he himself should be saved, that's the white line. In other words, it's not going to make a person lost. So it sounds like there will be degrees of blessings and rewards in heaven, am I right? Is it the same in hell, burning hell? If those people in Sodom and Gomorrah would hear things that I told them immediately, right, person to person, they would have a better chance than you, because if people heard what I said and you reject me, remember, so there seems to be gradations. Well, we're going to stop right here at this verse number 15. But do you have any comments before we close on these verses? The whole situation of judgment of Christ is going to be tremendous. And the question every one of us genuine Christian must ask him or herself is, what kind of works am I building? And what is the Lord going to do with those works? And whether I receive a reward or not? That's going to be, a lot of people don't even know about this judgment of Christ, do they? Preachers don't talk much about it, but it's in the scripture, it's very clear. No more comments on it? No questions? Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise Thee for Thy words. Thou hast told us that every born-again, genuine Christian one day will meet the Lord Jesus Christ, not as Savior, but as judge at the judgment seat of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do ask Thee, Lord, that we will know Thee and do our very best to build on a proper foundation of Savior with proper building materials so we can answer of what sort it is, the good sort or the bad sort. Give us help and peace. Strengthen us. Use it to Thy glory. Bring us back safely on the Lord's Day. And help us to live for a Thy Son, the Lord Jesus. In His name we ask and pray. Amen. All right, well, thank you for coming.